You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Today is another Defeat Your Drama Day, and I heard from Jen from Fort Worth, Texas. Her situation is, I've recommended better processes, but leaders won't implement them. So today I will be providing customized solutions for her current drama challenge. If you'd like to send me your drama challenge, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to the Submit Your Question tab. You can either record your message or shoot me a message. Either way, I'll find it and provide some customized solutions for your situation on a future episode. All right, so here's what Jen wrote. I work in purchasing and previously worked in customer service where we made enhancements that saved time and money. In my transition, it was very clear we had broken systems and areas where we are very inefficient. I have submitted process improvement recommendations several times, but they go through an approval process where I am not part of that discussion. The leadership team has the discussion. It takes some money to fix the issues. Our leadership team worries about hard cost savings, but not savings where it's difficult to justify or cap. But at the same time, they're having everyone manually handle tactical issues and being inefficient. Help! Oh, Jen, I am so sorry about your struggles. And I just have to say, I am an efficiency junkie. So I get your desire to improve those work processes and systems. So let's get you some customized solutions now. As always, in the Defeat Your Drama segment, I will provide solutions based on the information provided. I will obviously not have full details, so we'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstances before taking any action. These are suggestions, not guarantees. All right, Jen. So number one, generate some creative calculations. So it sounds like your company is very interested in attaching dollars and cents to their decisions. There are times when, as you say, it is more difficult to capture the true savings. So I get that. You'll still want to make a business case for improving the processes. So think creatively about other calculations you can generate that would illustrate the need for improved efficiency. For instance, you mentioned all the manual tasks that you're doing. How about calculating the money they're spending on the additional time required for these manual tasks? So use an average wage or some other calculation for the compensation and multiply by the additional minutes or hours per person per day. So obviously it's going to be estimations, but if they just look at salaries as fixed costs per day, they may miss this. So there isn't actually a cost savings. It's just a way of thinking about how they are spending their compensation dollars. Are ineffective processes the best use of those dollars? As an example, I'll often have my clients calculate the cost of ineffective meetings. Tallying time spent for the wages in the room generates some eye-opening results every single time. So this concept is the same, not a cost savings, just better utilization of those dollars spent. What else could be done with that captured time? Perhaps there are some revenue generating activities that have been put on hold because there's no time to do them. Multiply the revenue that could be generated by focusing those compensation expenditures on those activities instead. So if you're spending, 7 hours a day out of everyone's total time, what else could they be generating with that time? So again, just some kind of different ways to look at to try to come up with a good business reason for implementing the new processes. So you get the picture. Just think outside the box and find alternate ways to calculate costs and lost revenues to make the expenditure on new systems more enticing. All right, number two, emphasize your unique perspective. So it sounds like the fact that you have worked in both customer service and purchasing has helped you have a unique perspective on the flow of work inside the organization. You are perhaps able to identify additional additional opportunities for improvement as a result. So you don't say how you are sharing your ideas now. You do need a strong advocate. Is there someone on the leadership team that you could speak with individually to explain your unique perspective? Share with them that you would like to utilize this perspective to benefit the organization as a whole. Give he or she a couple of examples that you've identified. Perhaps between your unique perspective and your creative calculations, they would allow you to make a presentation to the leadership team yourself. You could then answer questions and connect with them around the topic. The focus would be on your enthusiasm and desire to improve efficiency and profits. All right, number three, focus on what's in your control. So when faced with any frustration, I always have clients figure out what is in their control and what isn't. Find creative ways to solve the problems from a direction that's in your control and let go of the rest. So you will try these techniques that I've just recommended for being heard. You'll create a business case for the improvements. You'll see if you're able to present your ideas yourself. If that doesn't work, is there anything else in your control? Is there a way to do your job differently or something? So think creatively. At a minimum, you can control your reaction to the ineffective processes and manual tasks. So being frustrated by them doesn't help the situation. It just zaps your energy. That's drama. So you can be frustrated or accept what is true about the tasks you must do. Either way, they are there for the time being. And I really, really hope for your sake that they change and for the organizations. So if you stopped focusing on the inefficiency, would you be able to find more satisfaction at work? The goal is to make what is currently frustrating you as palatable as possible. So if they won't change the processes, you'll just have to live with them, unfortunately, or move on. And that's a decision only you could make. In the meantime, for your own sanity, avoid the feeling of frustration that arises from something that you can't change so that you're empowered over that situation. So there are your customized solutions. I'm sure other listeners absolutely have experienced the same thing. So I hope this helps many of you. If you would like your drama challenge highlighted in a future episode, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then submit your question. You can record your current drama challenge, and you can do life or work, or shoot me a quick message, and I'll provide some customized solutions on a future episode. If you've been listening for a bit and you think, you know what, I need some more help than this, use that same form to contact me. I would love to chat with you. Let's see what we can make happen together, because I'm on a mission to defeat drama one organization at a time, one family at a time. So until next time, make it a great day.